What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by Patriot Gold Group. I want to play this clip of Raphael Warnock. He's a senator now. He also is the reverend at the church that Martin Luther King Jr. preached at. And so we talked yesterday about how Easter was this last Sunday and the White House really emphasized Transgender Day of Visibility. So in the political conversation was Christianity. And I always love it when the media is forced to talk about Christianity and to quote scripture because they're so uncomfortable doing it and they don't know what they're talking about. And here is a nice example of that.
You describe yourself as a Matthew 25 Christian, referring to the Gospel of Matthew when Jesus told his disciples, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was a stranger and you welcomed me in." That message of caring for strangers and being welcoming toward people of all different backgrounds seems like a pretty central tenet of Christianity. Do you think that this country, people not just here and around the world, have gotten away from that view of religion?
Okay, real quick, just to be clear, no one is suggesting that we do not feed transgender people. If you ever come across a transgender person, which isn't a real thing, but someone who's confused about what gender they really are, you should feed them. You can give them food. But what else should you give them beyond just food is the question here, Dana Bash.
Well, indeed, as you point out, your treatment of the neighbor and taking care of those who are most marginalized is a central tenet of the gospel. Jesus lifts it up in Matthew 25. But if you actually go through the scriptures, you'll see that there's some 2,000 verses in the scripture that talk about how to treat the poor. Sadly, you wouldn't know that listening to some of the loudest Christian voices in America today that are often mean to poor people in the name of faith. I don't know what Bible they're reading. Jesus said in his first sermon, quoting the Hebrew prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor." That is the core of my faith, and it is something that I've tried not only to express in the pulpit, but to events every single day as I represent the people of Georgia in the United States Senate.
So the two pieces of scripture that he's referring to there are Isaiah 61:1, which says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Moves on. Jesus then quotes that in Luke 4 when he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." And that's what the reverend and the senator was just talking about, to proclaim good news to the poor. Now, the senator puts a strong emphasis on the poor. And his emphasis on poorness is monetary. And this is where a lot of so-called Christians or whoever will go and say, oh, look, the poor, we need to then and therefore have big government welfare programs because Jesus said to preserve the poor. Well, the poor also meant brokenhearted. So there's other aspects of poverty that are more than just material. But if I may, the real emphasis of that sentence, I think, should be on proclaim the good news. That's to bring the good news. What are we to do to the poor? It doesn't say, because the Lord has anointed me to bring lots of money to the poor. It says the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
And Jesus is proclaimed, what is the good news? That's the gospel. That's literally what gospel means. It means the good news that Jesus came to die for your sins. So repent. You got to be careful, be wary of Christians, of pastors, of reverends who leave that part out, who would quote a scripture that has the word proclaim the good news, skips over that part, and just focuses on the poor. Now, of course, we need to help the poor. That goes outside. But what's the best way? What's the deepest way to help all people, rich or poor, financially, and the brokenhearted, and all of us? And that is with the good news. And that should be pastors and everyone's top priority, is the proclaiming of the good news. That's the key. There's another scripture that is often quoted by the left, and that is, speak the truth in love. You hear that a lot. Speak it in love. And there's an emphasis on the love, and it's a type of manipulation here that they'll say, hey, you Christians, you need to be more loving. You need to be more tolerant. You need to be more accepting. Look, Jesus said, you need to love. Yeah, okay, he said, speak the truth. We need to put a greater emphasis on the truth. It is no good to speak lies in love. Can you even do such a thing? You could perhaps tell lies in lovingly sounding ways, or something like that, in lovely ways, but they're still lies. Our priority should be, and the emphasis should be on, the truth and the good news. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript and commercial free. MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.